Now we're going to learn Kinim Daf Kaf Gimel, Perek Sheni of Kinim. Kein stuma shaparach mimena gozal la'avir. Okay, now we start to get about birds flying around. So we have a pair, and one of them flies off, okay? Now, o shaparach leben hametot, either one got totally lost entirely, or it went to a batch of birds that were disqualified and were left to die. Or it died. So whichever way, we don't no longer have this bird. So what do you do, like I said, with the goral, right? Where we gave that example also. Yikach zug lasheni. So basically, you find the first one's not disqualified. You might have thought, oh, well, it lost its match. No, it's totally fine. Just pick a new bird and add it to there. Parach leben hakrevot. Pasul. Okay? If, now, one of them flies with ones that are supposed to be sacrificed. So now it goes into a mix of other birds. Then it's pasul uposel echad kenegdo. Okay, so let's say I have a pair. One of them flies off. Okay, it's pair, right? It's now flown off into another pair. Okay, so it now can't be sacrificed. And it's posel echad kenegdo from the place it left. In other words, so this bird is now mixed up with a new batch. We have one on one side and three on the other now. So now, what do we say, basically? One of these birds, okay, the single bird can't go, and neither can one of the birds from this batch. We don't know which one, so we just take one out. Why is that? Because as soon as I sacrifice one of these birds, if that bird was, let's say, okay, so again, I'll go by colors. So I have two yellow birds with a start. One yellow bird flew into the purple birds. So now, out of this two purple and one yellow, I have one that is possibly paired with another one. As soon as I do that one, I can no longer sacrifice the first one that was by itself right now, because we don't know what that one is. Because let's say I took one of the yellow that's mixed with the purple, and I did it as a chatat. Okay, so this is now a chatat. The other one is for sure an olah, but we don't know that. We don't know which one is which. So therefore, we basically can't use the first one anymore. And we can only do one pair from this one, because also theoretically, if you were to do the first one, then it would determine what the one is there. And basically, you can't do that. Okay? So therefore, yeah. What?
If they're not, they're all muktashi. Mm-hmm. They're not determined what is a chata and what is a olah.
Right.
And let's say if a woman brought 10 altogether, so then it doesn't matter what's a pair and what's not a pair. So if you have two pairs that got mixed up, nothing has been predetermined. In other words, you can also break up the pairs.
Because in this case, this was a pair. That's the issue. In this case, we had a pair.
At what point did they determine that this is an isolated?
This was already a pair. In other words, what happened? We had one pair and we had another pair. Or we had one pair and we had a few pairs. Doesn't matter, right? How many pairs? Let's say there were. If they're all together in the beginning, then they're not. Then they don't have matches. But in this case, we had one that was a pair. And then it flew into another one.
So there are two levels of designation.
Right.
The first designation
is pairing.
Exactly. So now, once we start taking pairs here from this, let's say one flew into three pairs, okay? So now when we have these three pairs and we have one mixed in from the other pair, we have to basically do one less pair than what we had. In other words, you can only do the amount of pairs that were existing in the chovah originally. Okay, so here they're going to explain it better. Okay, they're going to explain in the next Mishnah. Ketzad, shtei nashim, lizo shtei kinim, lizo shtei kinim. Okay, so she has two pairs, right? And she has two pairs, okay? So let's just put it over here. Okay, two pairs and two pairs. Okay, I'll stick with my yellows. Okay, so now, parach mizo lizo, posel b'halichato. Okay, so when it goes into there, it's posel b'halichato, and chazar posel echa b'chazerato. Okay, so it now messes up. So at this point, what can we do? We can take, so if two pairs of the, let's say the yellow, we have two pairs and we have two pairs of the green. So one of the yellow flies into the green. So at this point, the first batch, we can only do one pair. And the second batch, let's just say it very clearly, we have three in the first and five in the second. So what we can do is we can take one pair from the first and two pairs from the second, And the ones, since we always have to leave, since they weren't determined, we can determine all this down the road, but once they're in separate pairs, right, we can no longer, we're worried that if, even if we determine these, right, we can determine within what they had, but we can't determine if there's a crossover of pairs, right? One pair's in one place and one pair's in the other. So therefore, we have to get rid of one pair, basically. Okay? The next case is chazar poselecha b'chazerato. Now, if one flies back, okay, and now we have four and four, okay, so now what happens? Okay, here's our... So if one flies back, let's say, now, what's the worst case? The worst case is that not the one, if it would be great if the original one flew back, but since we don't know, we have to worry that maybe now a green went into the yellow, so now we have a cross, right? You can see from here, we have three yellows and one green, and three greens and one yellow. So at that point, you can only do a pair in each because the other pair is going to be a crossover. Again, because we can still determine within there, we still have three that are from one, so we can always determine one is a chatat, one is an olah. That works fine. But once we get beyond that, we can't determine any more beyond that. Okay, now we're going to get into a weird case. Parach v'chazar u'parach v'chazar. Let's say it goes back a few times. Lo hifsid klum. If it keeps going, okay, and we end up with, you know, a whole combination as many times as they fly back and forth, at that point it doesn't matter because what did we learn already? If your kinim mixed with my kinim, right, we can do the minimum amount of what I was supposed to bring. If I had three kinim and you had three kinim, so we could do three of mine. We can't do four because maybe we'll end up with four chatats and they were all mine. Can't do that. But if they keep going back and forth, it doesn't get any worse. Shafil he'muravot ein pachot mishtanim.
Oh, what happened most of the time?
That these birds got mixed up. Yeah. Yes, well, that's what I started with saying today, that sometimes we talk about this case and we say they're very, it's hard to imagine, you know, it happened, but what I, you know, in the,
well, that's a really big problem.
When we started this meseta, what we said is that this probably was very common because birds flew.
Be in trouble.
No, it's not the second woman. You,
if you can only do half of them, then the one that brought the set.
Right, so that's an interesting question. What
I'm
happens
about liability. Who's
to the women?
For replacing these?
Right, so what do we say then? Let's say it's three and three, right? You did three out of the six pairs, so they probably have to share the responsibility of making up whatever was missing.
That was
that's
the
my assumption.
It's the poor women.
What?
And these are the poor women.
Right, these are the poor women. But you have to remember, even if you're poor, birds didn't cost so much money. So with Pigel, right, the Kohen had to do it. Yeah, it's a good question here. Who's responsible? I'll have to look into it. Okay, now Mishnah Gimel. Okay, Lizo achat ulizo shtayim. Lizo shlosha ulizo arba'a ulizo chamisha ulizo shisha ulizo shiv'a. Okay, this is the big diagram on the table. Okay, we start off with one has one pair. What's that? Okay, one has two pairs. Okay, I think I'm missing a color, but whatever, we'll just do the same. Okay, one has three pairs, one has four pairs, five pairs, six pairs, seven pairs. Okay, now the case is going to get quite complicated. Parach min arishona lashnia. Okay, so the first pair goes into the next one. Shnia lashlishit. Okay, we're going to basically move one of each into the other. Okay, so basically, right? So the birds keep flying one from one to the next. V'chazar v'posel v'chazar. Okay, and then it goes back. Okay, one from there, one from there, one from there. Okay, then another one flies out from each one to the next. Okay, so now posel echad b'halichato ve'echad b'chazirato. Okay, each time, now this is just a build up from what we did last time. Each time one leaves, it's going to mess up one pair. Every time it goes back, it's going to mess up an additional pair because now you have two that are off. So now, what's going to happen? So our Rishonah Vashniyah that only have one or two pairs, since two pairs are messed up, they're out of the picture entirely. Ein lehem klum. Hashlishi yesh la'achat, harevi'i yesh la'shtayim, hachamishi yesh la'shalosh, hashishi yesh la'arba, shvi'i yesh la'shesh. Okay, so basically, everything lost two except for which one? The seventh. Why the seventh? Because only the seventh received one and then lost one, whereas everything else lost one in the beginning, then received a different one. Okay, the seventh never lost one on the first stage. It only, right, received one, and then on the second round it lost one. Everything else lost one and then received a different one. Okay, it got more messed up. Parach v'chazar. Oh. Now what if again it happens? Okay? Posel echa b'halichato v'echa b'chazirato. So now it's going to mess up more pairs, right? Again, another two pairs. So ashlishi b'arivit ein lahem klum at this point. Okay? Now, the assumption is, there's a bunch of different ways of understanding. I don't want to get into a million different possibilities here. Most people say that this is referring to only from the third group and on this happened again, because the first two groups are already disqualified. Now, if they're already disqualified and they get mixed in with the others, well, then they're going to mess up the others. Because once one's disqualified and goes into another mixture, I forgot to mention, by the way, the reason why they're not canceled when they go into another mixture is because even though we have Dine Bitul, it's chashuv, because it's an animal, it's a bird. But you don't, things that have chashivut to them, important to them, can't get canceled in a mixture. So therefore, that's with the whole thing with bugs, right? They're a whole bria, let's say. So here it's a bird, can't just say the bird is canceled. So therefore, most people say it's starting from the third one off. Ha-chamishit, yesh la-chat, ha-shishit, yesh la-shtayim, ha-shvit, yesh la-chamesh. Okay, so again, the seventh ends up without a big difference because, right, each time it only loses one, whereas all the others lose two. Parach v'chazar, okay, what if it happens again? Posel l'cha v'alichato v'cha v'chazirato, ha-chamishit, ha-shishit, ein lahem klum, ha-shvit, yesh la-arvo. Okay, the last one is still left, but the others don't. Yesh omrim, ha-shvit, lo efsida klum. Now, see if you can figure this one out. If you're going to posel everything else, then theoretically, according to the Yesh Omrim here, well, the seventh is totally fine then. Because no matter what, right, everything else is disqualified. So you just have pair two. The whole problem with the matching up is that you're going to end up with something else being sacrificed with someone else's pair that's really supposed to be with yours. So some people say you can actually do all the seven. Why couldn't you do all the seven? So most people say it's like a gzerah, because once we have mixtures, we don't want people to get confused and say, oh, you're in this mixture, and this got all messed up. We allowed you to do it, so therefore, they disqualify a few. V'im parach min ha-meitot l'kulan, harei kulam yamutu. If you had a batch, a bird that was supposed to have been dead, right, it was disqualified, and that gets mixed up with the others, then all of them need to die. Okay, that was the hard part. Kein stuma v'kein mefureshet. Okay, what if you have a group that's determined, okay, we have a chatat and an olah, let's say, okay, we have an orange and a green, one's a chatat, one's an olah. That's the kain mefureshet. And we have a kain stuma, we have two blue ones that we don't know which is which. Kain stuma v'kain mefureshet, parash min ha-stuma l'mefureshet. So one of these ones that we don't know what it is, mixes up with the others. Yikach zug l'sheni. Okay, so now the original one, you can take. So you can't sacrifice anymore the ones, these were determined, the orange and the green were determined, we now have a blue with it, we don't know what's what, so they were determined, there's nothing you could do. But the blue that was left by itself, since we're not sacrificing the blue that got mixed up, we can take another zug and match it up again to the other blue and now determine which is which. That works. Chazar o sheparach min ha-mefureshet rishon, harei kulam yamutu. But if either, then one from these, the mixture of the chatat, ola, and unknown flies back, well, we're worried that maybe the chatat flew back and therefore there's nothing to do. Or if we started with the mefureshet one flew off, there's nothing we could do. That goes back to what we saw in the first parak, which is if one is determined exactly what it is and it gets mixed up with others, there's nothing to do about it and they all have to die. Chatat mikan va'ola mikan ustuma ba'emza. Okay, now you have chatat on one side. You have ola on the other side, okay, two different types. And then you have a stuma ba'emza. You have a pair of birds in the middle that are neither. So now this is actually pretty easy, right? Because parach mina emsa letzedim, chad helach v'chad helach. If each one flew, that's fine, because they're random and you can decide anything you want with them. Lo ifsi klum. Ela yomar, ze shalach etzel chataot, chatat, v'ze shalach etzel olot, ola. Right, now you might have thought, oh, well, let's match up that with that. That'll be the ola, that'll be the chatat. No, we don't say that. We say, since one, and that's, what's the problem? One got mixed up with chataot. So you have to say, oh, then whatever's on that side is going to be chatat. Remember what I said in the beginning. Often when they had a bunch, they would just say, okay, all these are chatat, all those are olot. So anything on the chatat side becomes a chatat, because maybe it is the chatat, actually. So therefore, you determine that's the chatat, and the one that went to the other side is determined to be an ola.
So instead of validating the two pairs, they would be nullified. Only because...
Why nullified? No, it's great. The blues, right? And as we had a yellow and a green. This was ola, that was chatat. So now the blue flew the other way. So the ola goes with the ola, and the chatat goes with the chatat. It's now determined this blue is an ola, that blue is a chatat, and we sacrifice all the ones on this side as an ola, all the ones on that side as a chatat. It doesn't matter how many flew in there. If there were a whole bunch in the middle that were undetermined as anything, however many fly off, that works. Okay? But what if, okay, now obviously there's going to be a what if, Ella Yo'am, no, we did. Okay, Chazar La'emtza, but now, if a bunch from each side fall into the middle and get mixed up, what happens? Ha'emtzaim Yamutu. In other words, what's messed up now? Only the ones in the middle. The ones that were Ola are still in that pile are fine, and the ones that were Chatat are also fine. So Elu Yikrivu Chatat, Ve'elu Yikrivu Olot, just the ones in the middle that got mixed up can't be sacrificed. Chazar O'Sheparach Mina'emtza La'tzadim, but once you messed up the whole middle section, and you don't know what they are anymore. And then, right, so we have, let's say, the blues, yellows, and greens all mixed up now in the middle, and then they fly back to the sides. Well, now, of course, the sides are messed up because they were determined, and therefore we don't know what they are anymore, and therefore it's a problem. Ein mivi'im, okay, that's the end of all the ta'arovot, which was quite complicated. Ein mivi'im torim kineged bnei yonah, v'lo bnei yonah kineged torim, right? If you brought turtle doves, you can't bring a pigeon to match it, right? You can't. The pairs have to be either all turtle doves or all pigeons. Ketzad, haisha shevia chatata tor va'olata ben yonah. So what if she brought for a chatata tor and an ola ben yonah? Tichpol v'tavi olata tor. Okay, what does she have to do? Now, here it's interesting. She brought a chatata and an ola, but she can't use them both. So now, what does she do? She brings an additional, right? She brings the ola. It all gets determined. If you remember, I started before the first parak with the intro saying that the chatat is usually the one that they determine first. So therefore, since she took a chatat first, so then we match her up with an ola. And the ola that was a ben yonah basically doesn't go. She has to bring a tor. Olata tor v'chatata ben yonah. If she brought an ola of a tor and a chatat of a ben yonah, the reverse case, she still brings it still matches up always to the chatat. We use the chatat as the determining one. So whatever she brought her chatat, that's the one that goes. Ben Azai disagrees and says, Hochim achar harishon. It goes by the first one that she brought, right? This is a big debate. Do we view the chatat as the main one? Like we said, because in most of the places it says achad chatat ve'achad olah, and it's all determined by the chatat. So if her chatat was one type, and she brought an olah of a different type, she'd have to match it up to the chatat. According to Ben Azai, whichever she brought first, that's the one that makes the difference, because in the end, if you brought the olah first, it would work, so therefore the first one determines. Haisha shevia chatata ve'meta, let's say she brings the chatat, and she hasn't yet brought her olah, and she dies. Now, if you remember, what did we learn about a chatat shemetu ba'aleha? It's one of those cases that the animal is left to die. And let's say she was supposed to bring the chatat, the yorshim don't have to bring the chatat in her place. Where there's other korbanot that they do. If you say you're going to bring an ola, then it's on the heirs to bring the ola for you. So if she brings her chatat but not the ola, yaviu yorshim olata. But olata umeta, but if she brought the ola and then died, lo yaviu yorshim chatata. Right? So when it comes to if the ola is the one that's missing, so the heirs have to make sure that gets sacrificed. If it's the chatat, we always say, once the owner dies, we don't bring it in its place, and therefore the yorshim don't have to bring it in its place. Hajon al-Kain Stuma. That we finish the second paragraph.